CosmicRadio.tv.
Welcome to Cinema Talk Rafi. We watch movies with you so you don't have to.
Welcome to Cinematography. I'm your host, Roberto Vigas, joined by...
Brant Hughes.
Hey, Arnold! We're actually finally doing some television stuff, and...
Whoa!
Is that how you're gonna...
Yeah.
You're just gonna like, whoa, Nelly, we're doing...
It's exciting, it's new, it's challenging me. I don't know what to think, Roberto.
So we decided to do essentially our sort of favorite Nicktoons. We'll probably revisit these sort of things again because we've watched a lot of random television over our years. Whereas I picked an episode of Rocko's Modern Life, you picked an episode of...
Hey, Arnold.
And we're actually going to kick it off. So why don't you explain what episode we're watching today?
Today we are watching episode 11 of season 1 entitled Arnold's Christmas.
Yeah, this is actually a very touching episode for A Christmas Story and a lot more for that. So let's just get into this now.
Move it, football head.
Okay, so this is how it works. We're going to play an audio excerpt from this week's film, typically with three distinct beats, and we'll all start the film from the 0 second mark on the final beat of that sync cue. That way we stay synced to your viewing experience. Sound good? Here we go.
I always love that every Christmas episode of any series has to have, like, the Christmas version of the theme.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Which I'm all right with that, you know?
I am too, but man, I wish we could have... As much as I love this episode we're going to watch, I wish we could have heard the Hey Arnold
theme,
because it's so iconic.
It really is.
It's like, here we go. Like, it's so much...
You can't help but sing along, like,
no,
every time you hear it.
Oh, because, yeah.
It's so great.
This was a weird time in television. Because this is during sort of the rebirth of animation. Like right now we're in this sort of not downward spiral of animation, but we're definitely in a lull in American animation. Like we have it.
Yeah.
But not as much as it was back then. I mean, this was, you know, where we had all the adult shows kicking off, even in animation. Like this was during the era when David Spade had a cartoon.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know
Weird.
This? Yeah. David Spade had the Spade Show.
Oh, I feel like I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was...
Yeah, it was a thing.
Wow.
Like this was back in the era, or beginnings of this era, was when Hammer had a cartoon show called Hammer Time. So this is like...
Whoa.
When
I have only seen the tip of the iceberg. That is this glacier of weird cartoon stuff.
Oh, we could go like that is a that is a rabbit hole. I could take it down, and it is a dangerous rabbit hole, sir.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Arnold, for me, every episode of this always takes me back to like second, maybe third grade. Watching this on our brand new 60-inch TV, which was like half the depth of our living room. And I would watch it, you know, in the morning right before walking to school.
For me, Hey Arnold, like, again, it's such a weird thing because you're like, what, how old when this came out, if you had to guess? Because I was definitely way older than you. I know that.
When was this, like 98?
Something like that. 97? Like, I was in high school when this came out.
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Yeah, and it's weird for me because I was older enough and probably shouldn't have been watching quote unquote cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
But like I still did. Like I watched it and understood kind of what I was watching and what that meant. I love this.
Our first Helga moment.
Our first Aww. So here's a question.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta ask. When it comes to Arnold, who would you... Okay, I'm going to ask you the question. Who do you think he ends up hooking up with as he grows older? And who do you want him to hook up with as he grows older?
Man, you're asking me... We're like 2 minutes in, Roberto, and you already asked me to ship Arnold.
We have to.
Oh, man.
You know that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So, okay, what are you shipping with?
I don't know, man. Like... I don't know.
I'm always of the alternate universe type shit when it comes to shippings.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe he marries Phoebe.
You know, I would be totally on board with that. Like, Phoebe is just in the right range for him. Like, I feel like, you know, that one girl that he's kind of...
Lila?
Yeah, Lila. Lila's not right for him.
No, not
obviously
at all.
Not. No. I mean, that is a fling.
She's a floozy and a harlot.
Sure.
Why not? Because we're saying this on this.
And then I think there's also an older girl that he's kind of got a crush on.
Ruth McDougal.
Yeah, Ruth McDougal. McDougal is such an absurd last name.
What's even more absurd is I remember this stuff.
Yeah, how do you...
I don't know. There's a portion of my brain that's reserved for Nicktoons.
Yeah.
And all sorts of bizarre trivia of this series. Because it's such a... I mean, what's cool about this show for me, and I think, I don't know if it kicked off 98. We'll have to definitely check what year fully kicked off, because I think maybe a bit sooner than this.
I mean, it was late 90s, generally
speaking. Yeah, late 90s for sure. For me, watching this now, like, I remember why I liked it, because, like, I grew up, even though I was in high school, and maybe not high school, like, late middle school, whatever, for me, it was this sort of series that was like, oh, what's happening there in the city, and things like that. I realize we're getting finally into the actual, like, meat of this episode.
Sure, yeah. Mr. Wynn?
Yes.
Then, yeah. Yeah, and so this is kind of interesting. This is, you know... Arnold is at least perceptive enough to know that Mr. Huynh, there's something going on with him.
Yeah.
But you know, he's running through all of these options in his kid brain that are like, oh, are you sad? Here are things that could help. Do you want a sweater?
Well, yeah, because he doesn't.
Because, you know, Mr. Huynh's, what ails him is so much more deeply emotionally complex than.
Yeah, I mean, look at this now. We're in.
And really, I think at this point, we haven't even really done that much character development for Mr. Huynh. He's always just kind of been a background character.
Because a lot of those characters we never did. Yeah. And two, this is, I mean, I think, I mean, he's Vietnamese. I think Mr. Huynh's Vietnamese, right, I think.
Yes.
I'll have to check what, he might be older. I'm going to just confirm.
Sure. And also, this is just so... This is so dark for a Christmas kind of themed thing, right?
Yeah, I think this. Yeah, well, because again, looking at the attire of the soldiers, that looks very Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's from Vietnam. I was right.
All right. I'm breaking out the feels early.
Well, it's because it's such a, like, it is, I mean, let's put it this way. This is a story about a father giving up his daughter because he knows that she couldn't survive in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
During the Vietnam War,
sure, yeah,
you know, one of, you know, they don't touch on it too much in the story, but I mean that, like, them putting that in there, that was, you know, I there's a lot of, you know, before we started talking about this, there's another episode where we'll talk later on that sort of thing,
sure.
But that being said, like, I mean, Vietnam War, that was a pretty damn serious thing, and the one thing about this episode that I love is that. This is like a kid's show. Keep in mind this, people, that this is like a they're talking about Monkey Man and stuff like that. And Arnold's like, right. Motherfucker, I just heard about Nam.
Right.
You know, I was told about Nam and war and like fathers.
Gerald, I've seen some shit.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just like he is grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I love this. He's like, I gotta find this girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal that, you know, they go from having episodes about like, oh no, we got detention, or oh no, we have to sell Girl Scout cookies, to oh no, Mr. Huynh lost his child 20 years ago and has been separated ever since and is horribly depressed because of it.
Well, because it's like, we got to find this girl, and it's so heartbreaking. Because again, we see this very much this parallel of things, because we see Helga like going through, like, you know, going through all these gifts and stuff, trying to get Harold, you know, Arnold a gift and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I always liked that Arnold seemed like a pretty resourceful kid.
Because he lives in a city. I mean, you have to be. You live in a city. You're going to be going through, you know, subways and stuff like that.
Sure.
Oh, look, that's a party.
That music in the background sounded a little bit like the Harold theme, just, you know, adapted for piano.
We missed something earlier on, but you can tell it was a party because one of the guys had a lampshade on.
Of course. Getting crazy up in the bureau.
Now, I should probably state this about Vietnamese people, you know, last names.
Mm-hmm.
Nguyen is like the most common last name.
Right, yeah, yeah.
like the spelling is different for sure than the usual Nguyen, because it's usually N-Y-U-G-E-N. But Nguyen in general is like the most generic. It's like, I'm looking for John Smith.
Right.
Like, you know, like...
What do you think about Arnold's animation style?
I've always liked it in its simplicity, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was definitely better, because, like, out of all the Nicktoons animation, I think the only one I really hated was like the Rugrat style.
Yeah,
and specifically that company, like I forgot, always was like Caps or something or whatever. I never really dug the style at all, but Hey Arnold I always liked, because it sort of it bordered this sort of complex and simplicity at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, like, every now and then the animation can be a little bit crude here and there.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's always so much character and personality. Yeah. And everything that it more than makes up for.
You know,
it,
much like any other good show, it improved for sure as the seasons went along. It got way better.
Yeah, because this is still pretty early on in the Arnold legacy.
But I always dug the way they presented the city, because it just looked so, you know, for me as a kid in the suburbs, like, I've never been to the city. That looks amazing. And, you know, I wish I was a kid. I had grown up as a kid in the city, because I would have had so much fun, you know, with fire hydrants and stuff like this and everything else like that. Because they really show off the cityscape. Like, we have, you know, skyscrapers in the background, stuff like that. And never... It's not like we ever see any of our characters in like a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all in like apartment complexes and maybe boarding houses, something like that.
Yeah, I want to say it was all kind of modeled off of a mixture amalgam between Chicago and New York.
Exactly.
It always read as Chicago to me as a kid.
Now here's the question: what do you think of all the other character designs of people? Like, you know, Arnold, we have the whole football head sort of thing.
Gerald, we have the bong head.
We have the freaking fro of doom.
I think it's weird. And it's something that I never really considered much as a kid. I'm fine with it, but...
You know, I never considered much as a kid.
Pretty weird.
I think about now how multiracial Hey Arnold is, how international it is. Because we have like a lot of different people. I mean, obviously, you know... Arnold and Gerald are that kind of thing, and I don't even think about it, to be honest, when I think of character. But now, looking back on it now, like, we have Mr. Huynh in the boarding house, we have Oscar, kind of of Eastern European descent.
Yeah,
we have a lot of people there. Hey, look, it's cyberpunk.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of diversity.
There actually is. By the way, before we continue, there is a paper RPG called Cyberpunk.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Anyways.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, there is a pretty good amount of diversity, which obviously as a kid you really don't think about, but
no, yeah, I didn't even think about it until now. I'm glad I didn't think about it. I'm glad it became, for me, I'll be honest, I'm glad that that didn't hit me until now. I'm like, as an adult, saying, oh wow, it's kind of cool they did that, because I'm glad I didn't think of it, because sure, that means it just felt normal to me. But it's cool knowing, you know, because like even there's like, you know, I think at times you see some you know, some of the Cuban population, stuff like that. So yeah, I would imagine like that's why I'd think New York and that sort of thing, when it comes to, like, Puerto Ricans and that portion of Hispanic culture. Oh.
Try a little harder, Helga. Gerald's the best.
I know. Oh.
It seems like a pretty accurate retail kind of
that's
experience.
That's what happened when I was a kid. I asked, "Can I get a copy of Final Fantasy VII?"
Yeah,
this is when I went and asked, "Hey, do you have a copy? Do you have a PS3 in stock? Like, come back here. Hey, Joe, come, you know, from the other department.
Right.
What are you asking for? Yeah, do you have a PlayStation 3 in stock? Are you kidding me? That's what happened to me." Also happened the same time when I asked if they had any other system.
So right now we're getting a good taste of music. Maybe not my standout music throughout the whole episode, but you know, that's one of the most iconic things of Hey Arnold throughout the entire series is, you know, they had Jim Lang on as a composer. And
what has he done
beyond Hey Arnold? I'm not sure. I think he's done a little here and there, but you know, that always seemed like his big claim to fame. And it's phenomenal, like, improvisational jazz stuff.
Oh, God, yeah. No,
like,
it's...
For the viewers, if you want to go look up my favorite track, go search for Groove Remote by Jim Lang.
All right.
That is my absolute favorite.
Let me make sure this is, if it's who I think it is. Because you said Jim Lang collaborated soundtrack?
I think he did most of the original compositions for.
Let me make sure, because no snow boots, no deal.
Yeah, I got that tattooed on my back.
is that the creed you live by?
It's right underneath Thug Life.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying to find.
Yeah, this. This is a kind of one of the standout moments in just that. Hey Arnold I always viewed one of its greatest strengths in being that it wasn't ever afraid to have these down moments, these moments of solemn contemplation, and you know, not everything's working out for them, and it's okay to feel sad, and it's okay to kind of feel things, you know, which a lot of kids shows, you know, they try to really veer away from sadness.
Well, because you had to be happy. You could not be, you know, anything. All right. So Jim Lang has worked, of course, on Hey Arnold. Mm-hmm. He has also worked music-wise, if you're ever curious, the all-filmography portion where he's composer at. He has worked in other shows such as, I'm trying to find something actually interesting.
Oh man, you don't really see it much in this episode, but Helga's mom is like
an alcoholic,
a huge alcoholic.
Yeah,
like I almost considered writing like fucking scholarly articles about her mom's alcoholism.
Oh yeah, no, Helga's mother is a whole hardcore alcoholic, and it's so,
it gets pretty messed up.
Yes, it does. Like, there's one point where I think there's an episode where she's like, she fell asleep, and like even the idea of like she falls asleep and like nods off and just like leaves her daughter to her own whims.
Oh my god, like her first day of kindergarten or something.
Yeah.
And her mom just doesn't pack her any food.
Nope.
And she like doesn't drive her to school or anything.
But the greatest part about that episode, what's great about that episode and what I like about that was that that was the first part. That was the first time any, because like, you know, that episode was a, that's a great moment too, where mm-hmm. she's all depressed, where he's all, she's like talking about this moment, why she, you know, kind of hooked into, you know, even remotely got a crush on Hey Arnold. Oh my god. God damn it. He's thinking of Nom.
It's so great.
Let's put that in there. He is considering what Nom is. I expect him to be watching like Full Metal Jacket at this point in time in history.
He is in arguably one of the coolest rooms on the planet.
That too.
And he's sitting there thinking about Mr. Nguyen's daughter 20 years ago.
In Vietnam, right. During the Vietnam War. But no, back to that moment in that episode. I know we're talking about this episode, but I want to mention that because when's the next time we're going to talk about Hey Arnold? What I love about that episode is that for Helga, the moment she remembers is that, you know, and this is, of course, something we're showing now because she is right now giving away her most prized possession to make the boy that she cares about happy
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form. Because she, like, you know, she loves Arnold probably more than she actually would admit at times.
Sure. And, you know, this moment especially shows just how tragic of a character that Helga is. And that, you know, she feels so deeply that she will go well out of her way to do something nice for Arnold without ever letting Arnold know.
Well, because Helga's a very complex character because she's selfish at times. She's she's brattish because, her upbringing's been strange. I mean, she has the father who is the beeper king.
Right.
And kind of a jerk off, you know, kind of a jacket, you know, kind of one of those idiot people that we don't like to deal with.
And he's living that Brock life. He's right. Real jerk.
Right. Well, then we have, of course, the mother who's kind of alcoholic. And so, you know, when she goes to kindergarten, that episode, you know, all the kids pick on her and make fun of her. But this weird little football-headed thing guy, you know, boy.
this weird mutated creature of the darkness.
Well, essentially Arnold,
yeah.
You know, brings in the umbrella, shares food with her and things like that. And she's like, this boy showed me kindness. I have never been shown kindness before by anybody.
Right.
That's why she'd gotten mean and was a jerk and things like that. And it's tragic because, like, if she felt she didn't have to be tough, I think, you know, those two could have hooked up a lot sooner.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she is definitely very much a product of her upbringing. And
yeah.
Her parents have sown that weird aggressive.
And I love how, because through Arnold, it's becoming this, I'm trying to be a better person with her motif. And I enjoy that. And of course.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is so fucking amazing.
Look at that slow motion.
Oh.
God damn it, Oscar!
Oscar, we could have a whole episode about what's wrong with Oscar. And now he's not even my favorite one is the Butcher.
Yeah,
that is my favorite. Not Butcher, sorry. What's over that guy with the short
hammer dude?
Yeah, he is my favorite all time of the residents.
He's a weird one for sure.
Oh.
despite that being a little bit stalkery and kind of weird, that Helga's just like looming outside of his house.
It's fucking touching.
It's super sentimental.
It's so
sentimental.
It's so touching. It's like I said. I mean, I want to believe.
I mean, that's way less creepy than the time that Helga slept in Arnold's closet.
God, there's so many. We could have an entire like diet, like a you know, maybe we'll one day add this as an extra stuff or something.
Just marathon through every episode.
Not even marathon, like just discuss Helga as a character.
Yeah.
Because that is a term paper right in its own right.
Sure.
All right, we're gonna cut to our next thing. So we'll probably do another countdown for it. But stick around while we go into Rocco's Modern Life.
Move it, football head. Hey, Arnold.
Here we go. Here we go.
Music from this week's episode is provided by Panacea and K Murdoch. You can support both over at neosonix.bandcamp.com. That's neosonix.bandcamp.com.
This has been a CosmicRadio.tv production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.